The investigation of Boston's Big Dig Highway Project is now in the hands of Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. On Monday, a woman was killed by falling concrete in a Big Dig tunnel. Today, the governor signed emergency legislation that gives him control over the investigation, as well as final say on when and if the tunnel can reopen.
I am in charge of the inspection and safety of the tunnel system, and I will not reopen a section of tunnel until I'm personally convinced that it's safe to do so.
That's Governor Mitt Romney of Massachusetts. And joining us now from Boston is NPR's Tovia Smith. Tovia, what can you tell us about the investigation so far?
Well, you may remember just about 36 hours ago, we were told that there were 60 suspicious bolts. Now the number is more than 260, and there are 360 or so additional what they're calling items of concern. Now, officials are making clear that that doesn't mean that they're all problems. In the case of the bolts, for example, it just means they can see a plate that's got more than 1/16 of an inch gap from the ceiling. So it may be that the bolt has given way a bit and it is being strained, or it may be that it was just installed that way, not quite tightened all the way. There's no way to tell yet because so far they've only looked at these things. They're just now getting ready to test them, to literally start tugging on these bolts. And meantime, they say engineering firms are trying to come up with possible fixes for whatever they may find. And as far as reopening, the governor says that some small sections may be open next week, but that might help get traffic moving to the airport. But the connector tunnel where the accident happened will almost surely take longer.
And just to be clear, these problem areas are all in the new construction, all part of the Big Dig.
That's right.
Why did Mitt Romney take over this investigation in the first place?
Well, he'd been calling for a long time for the ouster of Matt Amarello, who heads that agency that's been overseeing it. The governor pointed to a long list of Big Dig troubles, the water leaks, the falling debris, the watered-down cement that was allegedly used. Now, this incident, he says, is proof, the governor says, that Amarello was in over his head. But because the agency was an independent one, he couldn't just fire the guy. He had to go through this process of emergency legislation. And that's what he did because the governor explained it didn't make sense to have the head of the Big Dig basically investigating his own work or inspecting his own work. But I should note there are some who are questioning conflicts that the governor might have himself in this role. He's angling to run for president. His lieutenant governor is running for governor. The state's attorney general, who's looking into possible criminal charges right now, is also running for governor. And even the Federal Highway Administration that's helping the investigation right now also is headed by a guy who used to be director of the Big Dig. So there are some who say if you really want this thing to have credibility, maybe the way to get it done is to give it to the National Transportation Safety Board that's totally disconnected, and only that will really take the politics and the finger-pointing out of this.
Well, with this tunnel closed, Tovia, what's happening with traffic in Boston?
Oh, it's awful. And you know, folks here have lived through years of construction and detours and delays that have made them really, really cranky. Taxpayers have been cranky as the project has gone from $3 billion to $15 billion. And just when the new tunnels finally opened, just in the past year or so, it seemed like the bitterness was just kind of giving way to a kind of, I want to call it almost giddiness at first, when everybody realized just how fast they could get to work or how easy it was to get to the airport. And now, here we are again. Here we are, these huge traffic tie-ups, people sincerely scared to drive the tunnels. People can only guess at what these repairs are going to cost. And so it's not really just cranky anymore. A lot of folks around here are livid, really, really livid.
Okay, Tovia, thanks very much.
Thanks, Melissa.
NPR's Tovia Smith in Boston.